trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than...
Good morning. This lovely Friday morning, June 27, 2025. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily prayer with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International. Our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. What you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the Word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word of God. And it says this, because that was John chapter 1, verse 1. But then verse 12 says, to those that received Him, the Word, He gave to them the power to become the sons of God. Now, what you have to understand is you were created as a son, not a servant. Okay, this is going to mess with some people this morning. You were created as a son. You are the divine offspring of God. You are the children of the Most High God. That means you are an heir of salvation. And you're one of His divine. Well, see, okay. I see we already getting up into it. So let's go here. Let's share just a couple of things. But first of all, let's go to... We're going to go to Galatians chapter 4. You know what? Let's go to Psalms 82 first. Psalms 82, verse 6. And then we're going to go to the New Testament, Galatians chapter 4. Father, I thank You, Lord God. Lessen me more of You, none of me, all of You. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, that none of Your word would fall to the ground. We'll be ever so careful to give You the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, and once again, you type this in here, Psalms 82. You're going to go to Galatians chapter 4. But what you got to understand is that you weren't created as some subservient slave to a slave master. Okay, I'm just typing this in for Instagram. Okay, you were created as kings and priests. You are the children of God. You are the offspring. You're the divine one. I'm going to, the Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. Amen. So let's go ahead. Psalms 82, look at verse 6. And it says, I have said, ye are a God, little g. Okay. And that little g of the word God is Elohim. Okay. He is Elohim. We are Elohim. Okay. We are. Okay. And all of you are children of the Most High. Children of that phrase of the Most High, that's not what the original Hebrew text said. It said of El Elyon. You are the children of El Elyon. He's the Most High God. That's why in Genesis chapter 1. Now, when you add Genesis chapter 1 in here, right before we go to Galatians, let me add this on Instagram. Genesis chapter 1. What does it say? And God said, let us create Adam, mankind, our offspring. Oh, okay, let us create our offspring on the earth. And the first thing He gave you was dominion. Let us create Adam, mankind, in our image and after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion. That word dominion means ruling authority. So if you were created as a slave, you would have no ruling authority. Oh, come on, somebody. Okay. See, this is going to mess with somebody's stuff here. But listen, when you understand that Jesus said it like this, the works I do, you shall do in greater works than these. Okay. Slaves can't do the same work as the master. Okay. Listen. Oh, my God. Okay. Listen. As we get ready to go over to Galatians chapter 4, because I'm, you know, listen, you are in this time and season, okay, of your life. But this season, 2025 is the season, and you're anointed with God's divine grace. You need the grace of God to do the purpose that He created you to do. You are the call. You are the divinely selected and appointed of God. You were created for dominion. Okay, Revelation chapter 5 says that He has created you as kings and priests unto God. Kings ruling over a domain, priests having permission and access of the throne. Oh, come on, somebody. June 27th. Okay, come on. Let me just show you. If you go to Galatians chapter 4, go to Galatians chapter 4 next. Today. Okay. It's the 178th day of the year. The one represents God, the beginning and the authority. Every new level of dominion starts with God. The seventh, divine completion, covenant, spiritual maturity. God's timing and purpose is being fulfilled in your life today. And the eighth, new beginnings, overflow, resurrection power. You are in a call to walk in renewed purpose and divine increase. He didn't say new purpose. He says renewed. Okay. In other words, He's refreshing you with the power source you need to get it done. Okay. So prophetically, the 178th day represents a day that God is completing and maturing the season in your life. He's ushering you into a new beginning of abundance and breakthrough. And if you remain dependent or obedient to Him, okay, my sheep hear my voice, and the stranger they will not follow. Okay. Also, today is a threshold day. It means you're crossing over into something, okay? You're crossing over into a new level of dominion and overflow. But God reminds you, new beginnings require fresh obedience. Abundance demands stewardship, not entitlement. Prosperity without purpose becomes a trap. Okay? June 27th is a Selah moment. It's a pause to reflect. Am I depending on God, or am I drifting into self-effort? Am I using His gift to glorify His name or build up my own? Is my soul prospering at the same pace as my platform? Oh, come on now. Come on, just repeat this after me as we get ready to go over to Galatians chapter 4, where I show you once again and prove you in the New Testament that you're sons, not servants. I was created in the image of God to rule with purpose and humility. Come on, say it after me. I prosper and walk in health, even as my soul is rooted in truth. I will not forget the Lord my God, for He gives me the power to get well. Today I walk into new beginnings with honor, discipline, and grace. And my dominion is grounded in dependence on the one who called and created. Come on, give God some praise. Okay, we just read Galatians chapter 82, verse 6. Now we're going to... No, we read Psalms 82, verse 6. Now we're going to Galatians chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Now remember, I said I was going to prove to you that you are sons and not servants, okay? You cannot be created in the image, in the likeness of God, and be a servant slave, because He's a slave and servant to no one, okay? Hold on, someone type, it is so. Here we go. Galatians chapter 1. Now remember, you were created for dominion. Okay. You were created for dominion. And you're a king and a priest. Kings have dominion, have domains that they have rule over. And priests have permission and access to the presence of God. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, okay, here's the, okay, he is saying, he is setting a standard to show you the difference. The heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant. So there's a difference between an heir and a servant. Though he be Lord of all. The servant can't be Lord of all. But he's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Notice how he says Father. He didn't say God. Okay, but Jesus said, pray like this, our Father. He didn't say, don't relate to him as some omniscient being. Yes, he is omniscient, but he is Father to us. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now, why did he say adoption? Because an adoption is a legal act to bring someone under the family name, okay? It's a legal act recognized by the government to bring a child under the name, under the family tutelage being, okay? And because you are sons, okay, here we go. He didn't say you're becoming, but you will be because you are. You're already a son. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit, capital S, of his Son, capital S, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. The word Abba in the Greek means daddy. Wherefore, now, listen to verse 7. Wherefore, you are no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Did you hear that? You're an heir of God through Christ. Hebrews chapter 1 says, you're the heirs of salvation. Heirs means that you have a right to an inheritance. You have access to an inheritance. Something that was left and allotted toward you, especially for you. Prosperity, he said. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. See, you're about to get this today. See, when you understand, see, this is why the devil doesn't want you to know who you are. Okay, because I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Oh, come on now. See, we're going here. See, we're getting ready to sow seed. Son, sow seed. Why? Because the Bible says, according, this is God's kingdom is built on this, Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Okay? You're getting this today. People get ready to sow seed, and when kings sow seed, they expect to reap a harvest. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, my God, we're going to do the 2025 seed, okay? Our glory, he can't shine. Oh, my God, come on now. Oh, my God, my God. You better get this. Oh, my God. Yeah, I already felt that right there. See, when you begin to understand, our glory, that you're not giving as served slaves. Slave servants, you're giving as kings, and kings have the authority to declare what type of return that they're going to get from the seed being sown. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, my God, are you getting this today? Oh, my God, my God, my God. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. I'm just putting that in. Into Instagram. Listen, so you see. See, when you sow as a son, now you can say, Father, I am investing into my inheritance. Oh my God. Woo, seed sowing. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, let me say that again. Sowing seed is an investment into your inheritance. Oh my God, my God. Here are two ways to sow into this ministry. The first way is directly into the ministry itself by using the QR code right there, which goes to our PayPal. You can also use your banking app, Zelle, and go from your account straight into the ministry account using our Gmail, restoredmintl@gmail.com. Now, the second way you can give, which is one of the most powerful ways to give, is when you sow it directly into the hand of the priest. Okay, this is why the Bible says, while the earth remains seed time and harvest. But when you go back and do the research of how offerings were given, it was given directly into the hand of the priest, then the priest had a right and had the obligation to speak a blessing over the seed sower and over the seed being sown. Ezekiel 44:30. And the first of all first fruits of all things and of every oblation, the word oblation is teruma in the Hebrew, of all, and of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing to rest in thine house. So when you sow the seed into my hand, into the hand of the prophet or the priest of this ministry, now you're opening the mouth of the prophet and priest, because now remember, kings and priests, being a priest, I have access to his ear and to his throne and our glory. Oh my God. And when I speak a blessing, because I have a right to his access, he is obligated to fulfill the words coming out of the mouth of the priest, that he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. When you sow directly into my Cash App, $2PROPHET MD Bryant on my Zelle, on my PayPal, on the right side of the screen right there. Now, what I say right now, what I'm speaking into your life right now, God must honor. Father, I thank you. As they sow teruma into my hand, I declare and decree, they're blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Favor is their portion. Divine health is their portion. Oh my God, favor with man and with banks and with investors and investments and supporters is their portion. Father, I declare that the anointed grace of 2025 is their portion. I declare and decree things begin to come easy to them. They become easy as they walk in their purpose. Woo, you're going before them to make crooked places straight. Father, I declare and decree wealth, spiritual, body, as well as financial is their portion. Father, I declare and decree right now that they will prosper and be in health even as their soul prospers. Father, I declare and decree a sound mind. They have a sound mind. You didn't give them fear, but you gave them power, love, and a sound mind. A sound mind is their portion. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said amen and amen. Now listen. Still looking for a few people that will sow the $225 to move a seat as I'm out here doing my residency at CalArts, trying to get this done. Listen, when you're doing your purpose, when you invest in someone else's purpose, you got to make sure your purpose is fulfilled. So listen, be blessed today. Go and do what God has called you to do as a son, not a servant. You know you're an heir. And you have salvation, favor and grace in your life. Be blessed.